This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and today I am with Steve Rust, who's the Director of Marketing for Fremont Industries. Steve, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
Well, Steve, thanks for joining us. I want to talk today about your upcoming process optimization seminar. This is your fifth one. Although you've been very successful in the past four, you've made some changes to this year's seminar. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the changes you've made?
Well, the ones that we have done in the past have always really focused on more operator training for people that are really doing the day-to-day operation in the plant. And so it's been more of a almost a 100, 200 level seminar where we're actually looking at things that they could do in their job and help them understand concepts and why they do things the way they do. And after doing that, we had some people approach us and say, hey, that was really good, but can we do more of an in-depth one? And so we kind of wanted to change this one from more operational to a little bit more of a financial focus on how to help enhance the plant operation, but for management people this time versus operators. And so this one is really going to focus more on each of the areas of the expertise of the four partners in the seminar, which is Novozymes, Fibrochem, Fermentis, and then obviously Fremont. And we're each going to kind of each look at the big boulders in our areas of expertise that will help make the plant as profitable as it can be and what management people need to focus on.
Well, Steve, let's talk a little bit. You know, Fremont Industries has been in this industry for many, many years, but, you know, a lot of people are probably not familiar with your company. So, you know, tell us a little bit about Fremont's core area of expertise in ethanol and how you're going to translate that in the seminar.
Well, Fremont has been kind of one that's been in the ethanol industry, you know, and now we have 42 plants that our customer is ours. And so we've really started to gain a very deep and wide knowledge of what ethanol plants need. And so we're really going to focus on our area of expertise, which is water treatment. And what we're going to do is talk about areas that we feel like equipment-wise and what you can do, because where water treatment can really help the most impact on an ethanol plant is helping the plant run so that your energy costs are down because the plant is running at its peak efficiency. And there are exchangers and pre-treatment equipment that we're going to talk about that will help keep the energy costs down for an ethanol plant.
And, Steve, let's talk a little bit. For an ethanol plant, something goes awry, or even one or two things goes awry, their cost of production becomes uncompetitive. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, and that's true. And especially with the water treatment, if you get some fouling and you don't have your exchangers and your equipment working the way it's due and it starts to foul, your plant can actually plug up and actually could bring the plant down.
So you have some tours you've not had in the past, Steve. Can you talk a little bit about the tours and why those will be very unique and educational at the same time?
To this point, the previous ones we've done, the operator ones, have all been classroom where we each talk about our area of expertise. But we're going to supplement this one with a few different changes on it. It's going to actually going to do a tour of a Valero refinery down in the Houston area. And also we are going to visit the SGS Analytical Labs, which they do a lot of analytical work for different, pretty much anything that you would need to have analyzed. And so this will be one that will give a better feel for how those operations can help an ethanol plant and just have a little bit better understanding as the industry as a whole.
So, Steve, this is the first time you've held your seminar outside of the Midwest. So let's stress why your choice of Houston to have your seminar in Houston is so important for this session.
Well, obviously it's because of, you know, the fact that the refinery is down there, and then SGS Analytical, one of their flagship labs, is down there. And so we can actually plug in with both of those at the same time. And it was just a good venue for get the managers out of the plant and have them be able to get off-site and be able to kind of pull back and look at some issues, and hopefully at the end of this seminar have some tools that they can go back that they can actually start to implement when they're back at the plant.
There's a ton of different conferences and seminars that within the industry. Why is this one so unique and so important for these plant managers and lab managers and operations people? Why is this one really different than these other events?
Well, what we really tried to do is to respect the time away from the plant, because we know plants are busy. And so that's what we really started the operator level one, was that we moved it around so people could drive in for the day and be able to have a concentrated 2 days of training where they could go right back. really trying to respect that with the management people, but we knew for them we wanted to really give them some extra value for their valuable time for them to be able to out of the plant, for them to be able to do this. And so that's kind of been the focus on this one, is to give them those tools that they can take back and start to implement.
Great. Now, Steve, you are limited in the amount of people who can attend your seminar to 60, I believe. So how much time do they have to fill up those last couple spots that you have open?
Well, it's filling up fast. We do have a cap of 60 people for this, and that's so that we can break them into groups of 12 to 15 people. It matters on how many people sign up that we are able to do that, so that they're able to have a class that's small enough where there can be good interaction. And we like to encourage that in each of the companies that participate sections, that they are able to have some time where people can have some interactions, some questions. And then we do a networking event also where we're going to go see the Cardinals and the Astros play. And that will also give a chance to have some interaction to kind of take some of what we're talking in the classroom and then actually maybe have a little bit more in-depth one-on-one discussions about those.
Great. And what's the deadline, Steve, for them to register?
Well, the deadline for registration before, if you get in after the 15th of April, the registration fees go up. Right now it's $200 and it'll go up $50 after April 15th. Cap is we do respect our hard numbers of 60 people because we really want to make this where it's where people are going to have some individual value that they feel like they can actually have that freedom to ask questions. So it's first come, first serve.
Great, and you have sold out all of your other seminars, correct?